Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, why don't you just say your name and your title?
So I'm Corey Ross, and I'm producer of Immersive Van Gogh.
And of course, you guys are located up in, well, the nearest to DC, I think, is in New York City, but you have locations all over. Why don't you tell us, first of all, how long this exhibit's been going around? Or like, how long have you been around?
Well, so we're based in Toronto, and we've been running the North American business for Immersive Van Gogh, which started in Toronto in July of last year. And we've run very successfully in Toronto with social distancing and COVID safety measures. We've had over 200,000 people come through. But we've opened in Chicago in February, and we've already had 50,000 people through in Chicago. And then next, we're going to open San Francisco in March. And then LA and New York in May and June.
Right. And I think I see New York, the specific date is June 10th in New York City.
Correct.
So that'll be the closest one that us, our listeners in the DC area can come to. What, explain why it's so worth, hopefully COVID will be dying down a little by the summer, hopefully. But that aside, why is it worth us, you know, making that short road trip up to New York to see this thing? Like, what, give me all the specs and, you know, why it's so cool.
Okay. So the first thing I usually say when I'm on the media in the United States is, if you have seen episode 5 of Emily in Paris, which is shot inside the Van Gogh exhibit in Paris, then you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, it needs a little bit of description. What is projected Van Gogh art, and what is this all about? So our show is created by Massimiliano Sicardi, who is a projection installation artist from Italy who worked on the show in France and has been working in this area for 30 years. And what Massimiliano does is he takes over a building and he digitally maps to all of the architecture inside the building. So the first thing is that these projections take into account in the art that the architecture is participating in the art. So it's a complete transformation of the building. Then the second thing that he does is it's massive in scale. So we have 500,000 cubic feet of projection in our shows. So you're seeing Van Gogh on a size and a scale that you've never seen before in your life. And so if you're a technique geek, if you want to know paintbrush strokes and art speckles and how Van Gogh did it, there's no better, like you couldn't get your nose close enough to the artwork in the museum without being arrested by security to get this. You can get it inside this experience. But really, that's not what this is about. What this is about ultimately is the emotional narrative that Massimiliano takes you on. He has deconstructed and reconstructed through animation all of these pieces. One morphs into the other. Pieces move and come to life. But beyond seeing sunflowers blowing in the wind and clouds going by and stars sparkling, all of which is spectacular, it's really that it takes you inside the mind of Van Gogh. And Massimiliano, his departure point for creating this exhibit was what flashed before Van Gogh's eyes in the moment before he died. So it's the stream of consciousness inside the psychology of Van Gogh, and you are completely immersed in it as you walk through the space, and every surface and all parts of the architecture of the building are animated and brought to life with the art. And it sits at the crossroad of film, art exhibition, and kind of experiential shows. I don't know if you know the show Sleep No More, that's been a big hit in New York. This is an experiential theatrical show where you wander through the space. This sort of sits at the crossroads of all three points, and it really is a completely unique way of experiencing art.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for walking through all that. Which all, you alluded to some of them, but could you list some of Van Gogh's famous works that are featured in your exhibit?
Well, we've licensed 400 pieces of Van Gogh's art from around the world. So the biggest pieces are there with Starry Night and the Sunflowers and Potato Eaters. But really, because this is encompassing what flashes before Van Gogh's eyes before he passes away, we have the largest number of pieces in our exhibit. But don't come to see an omnibus of the pieces. This is about an emotional journey. This is a narrative. This is an exploration. This is a stream of consciousness. So you'll see 400 pieces. We've licensed them from the greatest museums around the world, but you shouldn't come to because it's an omnibus. It's not about that.
Gotcha. And then in terms of, you know, if any of our listeners are worried about social distancing stuff, like, is there any certain protocols you have, or are you guys sort of banking on the fact that by, you know, by summer vaccine rollout, hopefully it'll be a little closer to normal?
Well, listen, I hope it is normal. I'm an optimist and hope it's normal, but we're running right now. And we've been, as I mentioned, we've been running since July 1st last year in Toronto. And because of that, we've had to be at the forefront of understanding how to do events in a safe and social distanced manner. We've worked with three levels of government in Canada and with the university to develop our protocols. We've rolled them out, you know, in the last 2 weeks in Chicago. We had an inspection from the Chicago Health Department, and they actually told us that we are the best example of social distancing and COVID safety that they've seen out of any business in Chicago. And the way that we do it is we have social distancing circles that are projected right into the projection mapping on the floor. And it's interesting because the circles work so perfectly. There's such an important shape in Van Gogh's art that they just work perfectly with the show. But you'll come into the space, everyone will be masked. We control capacity, and you go into a social distancing circle, and then you move between them as the rest of the crowd moves from one circle to the other. As I said, we've had over 250,000 people safely come through the exhibit. And we're very proud of our record. We've had absolutely no COVID issues, neither with employees nor with the public.
Great. Now the reason I wanted to do this, whole impetus for calling you up, was we ran a story last week about another, I guess, one of your rival exhibits that I think it hasn't been around as long as you guys, but it's a very similar name called, you guys are Immersive Van Gogh, and they're calling theirs Van Gogh the Immersive Experience, and there's a DC location that's supposed to be opening up this summer, but tickets just went on sale Friday for that. But we got so many listeners writing in confused about the two. They said, oh, I read such great reviews about the New York one, and I thought that was that. The Washington Post was raving about the New York one, and now I feel duped that I bought the wrong one on this app called Fever. So anyway, explain the difference about, you know, how it's public domain and all that kind
of
stuff.
Okay, well, I mean, first of all, I'm very sad about the confusion. This other party has entered the market in North America after we were here and firmly established. But here's the deal. So Van Gogh passed away 130 years ago, and after 75 years, his art is public domain. So Jason, if you wanted to create your own Van Gogh slideshow with your projector, you could.
How do you know I haven't? I'm just kidding.
go for it. The issue is that Massimiliano Sicardi had this incredibly successful exhibit in Europe. And because it was so successful, a number of people around the world have tried to imitate it. And some have done better jobs than others, but nobody is like Massimiliano. He is essentially the Steven Spielberg of these projection installations. He's been at it for 30 years, and his craft is just beyond anyone else's. We went around the world and saw what was going on and chose his. The budget for our productions are significantly higher than the budgets for most other productions. We invest heavily in the equipment, in the IP, in the buildings to make the most spectacular show available. And it is the show that has been selling hundreds of thousands of tickets and getting rave reviews. We are also getting hundreds of emails from folks who are confused. And we understand the confusion. I've announced that anybody who is confused and buys our tickets, thinking that they're buying tickets to someone else's shows, can have a refund, because nobody has that confusion. We've had zero people ask for a refund for our show thinking that it's one of the other shows. I'm understanding from the emails that I'm receiving from customers that the competition is not prepared to do the same. And I think that speaks for itself.
Right, right. Well, I'll be interviewing those guys like in an hour from now, and we'll present both ones and let listeners sort of decide which one they want, I guess, based on all the information that's out there on the internet.
My other concern is all about COVID safety. I'm worried that if other parties are out in the market and they're not as safe as we are, that people will be confused if there's an issue in someone else's exhibit. Right. The one that's coming to Washington has VR goggles that you wear, so we don't. You can come through our exhibit with your hands in your pockets. You don't need to touch anything that anyone else has touched. And I think that's an important difference between the shows.
True. And just to you know, underline this for our listeners. Your exhibit is the official one created by
Massimiliano Sicardi.
Yes. The other ones are I guess secondhand versions, I guess. They're not the ones by Massimiliano.
They're not by Massimiliano Sicardi, and it's interesting that we don't even know who they are by. So, you know, ours is created by an artist who is, you know, the best in the world, in my opinion, at doing what he does, and that's why we chose him.
For sure, and I know the Washington Post called it, it said it cleverly embraces creativity. The Chicago Tribune said entire rooms pulse with imagery and emotional resonance, and then the Toronto Sun, where you're based, said the mind-blowing imagery brings Van Gogh's best work to life for a cathartic and liberating experience. So your exhibit has, just so our listeners know, your exhibit has the track record, the acclaim, the credentials in actual published newspapers. It's not a big mystery with a bunch of secret locations. So when you announce in New York, you're still calling it a secret location, right? Like, you haven't announced where exactly in New York it's going to be.
Yeah, we for better or for worse, started secret location concept when we announced Los Angeles. So we will announce our location with a huge promotion and a lot of brouhaha around it. We have a radio station that's going to be running contests and promotions. It's going to be a lot of fun when we announce the location. I'm not sure why this other party has a secret location, but that's our reason. It's promotion, and it should be fun.
Awesome. Well, before we hop off here, I always like to end it with, give our listeners sort of like a call to action. Like, you're talking directly to them, you know, and understanding that they're down in the DC area, you know, speak directly to them and say, come on up for a road trip.
Well, folks, I'd love to see you in New York, or if you are traveling to any of the other cities, Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles, or Toronto, we'd love to see you there. Our website is immersivevango.com. So all of the cities and all of the ticketing is there, and all of the information is there. Just remember that immersive comes before Van Gogh for our show. Thank you.
Sorry that you have to even do that disclaimer, but you know, free market, I guess, you know, you got to deal with it. So hey, thanks so much for doing this. I really appreciate it, Corey.
All right, thank you, Jason. Great to chat with you.
All right, thanks, bye.